quite daft because there's no cover, and I wouldn't be surprised if the road is washed out by now. But that'll be right into danger. More dangerous than here, said Granny. They know about vampires in Uberwald. They're used to 'em. There's safe places. Pretty strong inns all along the coach road for a start. Nanny's practical. She'll think of that, I'm betting. She winced and added, but they'll end up in the vampire's castle. Oh, surely not. I can feel it in my blood, said Granny. That's the trouble with Githa Og. Far too practical. She paused. You mentioned guards.
They've locked themselves in the keep, mistress, said a voice in the doorway.
It was Sean Og with the rest of the mob behind him. He advanced awkwardly, one hand held in front of him.
That's a blessing, then, said Granny. But we can't get in, mistress, said Sean.
So, can they get out?
Well, no, not really, but the armour is in there, all our weapons, and their booze in.
What's that you're holding? Sean looked down.
It's the Lancrustian army knife, he said. I left my sword in the armoury, too.
Has it got a tool for extracting soldiers from castles?
No.
Granny peered closer.
What's this curly thing? She said.
Oh, that's the adjustable device for winning ontological arguments, said Sean. The king asked for it.
Works, does it?
If you twiddle it properly.
And this?
That's the tool for extracting the essential truth from a given statement, said Sean.
Verence asked for that one too, did he?
Yes, Granny. Useful to a soldier, is it? Said Oates. He glanced at Granny. She'd changed as soon as the others had entered. Before, she'd been bowed and tired. Now she was standing tall and haughty, supported by a scaffolding of pride.
Oh, yes, sir. 'Cause of when the other side are yelling, we're going to cut your tongue off. Your tongue off.
Sean blushed and corrected himself. And things like that.
Yes? Well, you can tell if they're going to be right, said Sean.
I need a horse, said Granny.
There's old poor chick's plough horse, Sean began.
Too slow.
I've got a mule, said Oates. The king was kind enough to let me put it in the stables.
Neither one thing nor t'other, eh? Said Granny. It suits you.
That'll do for me, then. Fetch it up here and I'll be off to get the girls back.
What? I thought you wanted it to take you up to your cottage. Into Uberwald alone?
I couldn't let you do that.
I ain't asking you to let me do anything. Now off you go and fetch it, otherwise Om will be angry, I expect.
But you can hardly stand up.
Certainly I can. Off you go.
Oates turned to the assembled Lancrastians for support. You wouldn't let a poor old lady go off to confront monsters on a wild night like this, would you? They watched him owlishly for a while, just in case something interestingly nasty was going to happen to him. Then someone near the back said,
So why should we care what happens to monsters?
And Sean Og said,
That's Granny Weatherwax, that is.
But she's an old lady, Oates insisted. The crowd took a few steps back. Oates was clearly a dangerous man to be around. Would you go out on a night like this? He said. The voice at the back said,
Depends if I knew where Granny Weatherwax was.
Don't think I didn't hear that, Bestiality Carter, said Granny,
but there was just a hint of satisfaction in her voice.
Now, are we fetching your mule, Mr. Oates?
Are you sure you can walk?
Of course I can.
Oates gave up. Granny smirked triumphantly at the crowd and strode through them and towards the stables with him trotting after her. When he hurried around the corner, he almost collided with her, standing as stiff as a rod.
Is there anyone watching me? She said.
What? No, I don't think so, apart from me, of course.
You don't count, said Granny.
She sagged and almost collapsed. He caught her and she pommeled him on the arm. The wow hawk flapped its wings desperately.
Let go, I just lost my footing, that's all.
Yes, yes, of course. You just lost your footing, he said soothingly.
And don't try to humour me either.
Yes, yes, all right.
It's just that it don't do to let things slide, if you must know.
Like your foot did just then.
Exactly.
So perhaps I'll take your arm because it's very muddy. He could just make out her face. It was a picture, but not one you'd hang over the fireplace. Some sort of inner debate was raging.
Well, if you think you're going to fall over, she said.
That's right, said Oates, gratefully. I nearly hurt my...